The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.
Hey, and welcome to episode 11 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love to talk to you guys about the hottest topics in the K-world, your unpopular opinions, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou. And you can use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so the very first segment we're going into, per usual, is Hot Topics, where Shanice is going to fill us in on anything interesting, scandalous, or anything we need to know about that's happened in the K-world within the last week or so. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
So just a reminder, make sure you watch The Static on my Instagram, that's at kpopbox_, where I'll go through some different stories. And here we'll go through some different ones. So first, the brand Clinique has removed all advertisement posters and images of Red Velvet Irene due to the backlash of her being rude to her stylist. If you're not sure what we're talking about, you can check out our last episode, or you can check out episode 27 of The Static for more information. So it has been reported on the 28th of October that stores have received guidelines from Clinique to remove or replace posters of Irene.
Oh, wow.
Obviously,
once again, we don't know what's happened or happening behind the scenes, but that seems quite extreme.
Yeah, I think it's just a precaution thing. I think it's better safe than sorry, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I also saw as well, Irene and Chanyeol are like the faces of Prada. Oh, so yes. People are like, what's going to happen with that? But nothing's happened with that. So, interesting.
Very.
Moving on. netizens aren't happy with the line distribution of Twice's new songs. Feels weird because you shouldn't say Twice's. But anyway, Twice, new song, I Can't Stop Me. So basically, Naeon, that has the most, she sings for 54 seconds of the song, whereas Momo, who has least, she sings for only 8. Oh, wow. Yes, that's a very different. Netizens were debating if JYP gave the members who can't sing well live the least parts. Especially as there was a bit of an issue of their live performances last time. So I don't know if it was for, I think it was for More and More. When certain members were singing live, the public weren't feeling it and they were like, what is this? So they're debating maybe it was a tactic used by JYP. So the more stable singers have more lines and the others don't.
But I get why netizens might feel some type of way about this. But also taken into consideration, especially Twice, they're at a point in their career where they probably have some creative input into what they do. And if someone might not be happy with something, they might be able to squeeze in their opinion. But also, there are different roles in a group. Like, there are the singers and there are the dancers. Like, I don't ever see, like, Momo hidden within a song. Like, she always have, like, her dance break or something because she is one of their main dancers. So I don't know if line distributions are a fair way to, like, what's the word? Like, measure how visual, like, how...
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Because as you said, there's different roles. Like, there's the visual, there's the dancer. So, for example, someone may have more camera time in the music video, but don't sing as much. So it's kind of hard to say. And another thing I wanted to point out as well, I really feel like it's down to producers as well. They may produce a song and they feel like, well, Shay, your voice is more suited for this song, so I'm not going to be singing as much because it's a song that's more catered to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
And because they're working with different producers all the time, it may sometimes come across as favoritism as well. Timbaland might make a beat and he's like, this has got Shay all over it. But then, I don't know, Pharrell might make a beat and just happens that you're perfect for it. And then because those two are the strongest songs or the songs that may do better in the public, those are the songs that are released. So then everyone's like, oh my God, why has Shay got all the lines? But it's just sometimes how the cookie crumbles. So I don't really feel like it's that deep, but I can understand.
Yeah, definitely.
And as you said, like some of the members may prefer it that way as well. It is what it is. Moving on, Big Bang's G-Dragon is preparing a new solo album. Yes. And it was confirmed by YG, but obviously no date has been set as he's preparing for it. So the king will be back soon. Can't wait. I'm not going to mention the Chanyeol situation here because I talk about it in the static. But if you know, you know. I just want to know what your opinions are. Do you think it's real? Do you think it's fake? Like, what's your take on it?
Yeah. Well, for me, I've been enjoying the memes. I have to say, I've been enjoying the memes. I've heard some stuff going around that SM is like taking legal action because apparently a bunch of it was like false rumors, edited pictures, and that sort of thing. Even accounts online, like just maybe like fan accounts that are posting certain types of memes or spreading certain information, they're looking to do like a load of suing. So we don't know. We weren't there.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, the only official statement that I've seen SM released was basically something like, they didn't say this verbatim, but it's like, this is none of our business, right? From that statement alone, is part of this true then? Because if it was like malicious, then they'll be like, it's either we're looking into the situation, then they'll come up with a follow-up saying, we've spoken to Chanyeol XYZ, if any more of these stories, fake stories come out, we're going to take legal action. But it's really like, eh.
Yeah, I feel you. And even, I don't know when that statement that you're referring to came out, obviously, but Baekhyun, I think he tweeted something where people were trying to like drag him into the story in some way, or the girl in question was saying that she was actually friends with Baekhyun and Baekhyun introduced them or something. And he was like, girl, I don't know who you are. And he called her something. I don't know what it was. But he was like, girl, I don't know who you are. I don't know you. Like, don't involve me. I saw a tweet like that. I hope it was real and I'm quoting right. But
I think I saw something similar to that. I don't know if it was a girl or if it was just like another friend of Chanyeol. But yeah, it's just a mess, isn't it?
Very messy.
Love and Hip Hop career edition.
God, imagine being on SM's PR team right now.
They're pulling their hair out. they're like, can I just sleep? We're in a pandemic. This is enough for me. Oh, this is enough. We have that, and then you also have like fans trying to crop Irene out of like red velvet pictures as well, saying, oh, they look fine as a four, we don't need five. Like, it's a lot. That is Hot Topics. Again, if you want more context to the whole Chanyeol situation, then it'll be in the static. That should be out. Fingers crossed. but yeah, that's Hot Topics. Okay, so our next section is Say What? Where you tell us all your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, anything in between. If you do want to share any of your unpopular opinions, you can holler at Shay on her TikTok. You can even DM us on Instagram and Twitter. That's at howyouatyou. Or you can send us an email at howyout@gmail.com. And just to reiterate, because people have been asking, yes, you are anonymous. And when we do give people names, they're really made up on the spot. So Literally. Don't worry about it. Okay, take it away, Shay.
Yay. Okay, so our first unpopular opinion for today. Someone said, Twice's concepts are just not for me. Guys, we always say this like every week. We need more detail. We need details. We need pictures, names, and addresses. But
coordinates.
Yeah, exactly. Like we need to know. But Shanice, what do you think about this one?
It's just down to taste. I don't think it's like an unpopular opinion. I just think it's what your taste is. To be honest, Twice concept is there musically is very different. I guess it still has the same kind of more on the girly side, I guess. But even still, that's still kind of a stretch because I feel like they've dipped their toes in different genres and then just did it in their own Twice flair.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
you don't
I
have
to. I agree.
Yeah.
But, like, especially their early music compared to now, I can see like a level of maturity come through. Like they've kind of gone from girly girls to like women in a way. Through their music. So I don't know, like maybe if you gave us like examples. Yeah. But once again, it is probably just down to personal taste.
And maybe say why it's not for you.
Yeah.
Because then we have something to be like, oh, okay, or no, you're wrong. Yeah. You know? But yeah, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion. I just think it's a taste thing. Everyone's not going to like everyone.
The next person said YG is a better company than JYP.
What is this week? Guys.
Very vague. You guys are not trying to catch cases. Very vague.
So when you're in school and you write an essay, you have to, you know, there's the point, explain, and what's it? What's the other one? Is it P? Was it? School is a school's like, I haven't been to school in a long time. But, you know, like, you have your point, then you might have your quote, then you explain the quote or whatever. That's what we need. We need to, you know, use your English lit skills, English language. Okay, I'm going to stop. But, like, yeah, I don't know why YG is a better company than in what context.
So,
like, we don't agree or disagree. It's just we don't know what we're agreeing.
What you're basing it on. Our next unpopular opinion is, someone said, I don't like Kai and the way he dances. I think he's super overrated.
God damn. I don't think he's overrated.
I think he's underrated.
So do I. Because I feel like everyone always jumps to Jimin as the go-to dancer.
Kai is super underrated. And I think what's interesting about him is his background in ballet and stuff like that. And he's quite versatile. Yeah, very versatile.
I feel like when he dances, he has a lot of emotion, you know? Yeah. Like I feel every...
He's telling a story.
Do you know, okay, I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I'm going to get dragged. I think that Sehun, I feel he's overrated as a dancer. Because I feel like in EXO, right? Every time, like, there's, like, an award show or some sort of thing, it's always Kai and him. When I really feel like it should be Kai and Lay. Because I think Kai and Lay, I think, are the best dancers in EXO.
Yeah, I must say, like, obviously, we might not be able to go off of skill, but I prefer their styles more.
Okay,
like
fine. Style. Be politically correct. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's people that are just born and they dance, and then there's just people that are just really good at replicating moves. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just like throwing chicken in the oven. It's edible.
Yeah, but I get what you mean. Like someone having a natural talent.
Yeah, where's the seasoning, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I could like completely agree or comment with your unpopular opinion.
Okay.
Just
that's
because
fine.
I feel as though I haven't watched enough of Sehun dancing.
Fair enough.
But I do know that I love a bit of Kai because we saw him live and he immaculate. That's all I can say.
Beautiful.
We could spend a whole episode on that. So let's move on.
The Kai episode.
Okay, so next. Oh, Kai is also in this unpopular opinion.
What's
too.
With everyone with Kai? What did he do to
come
you?
Come on, guys. Gosh, okay. I low-key think that Jennie and Kai are still a thing, all because of Jennie's verse in Crazy Over You. Or maybe Jennie still likes Kai. Either way. Shanice, thoughts?
I mean, we only could say, you could only like imply that if she's written that verse. I don't know if she has, so I can't be like, no, she didn't write it. I have a feeling she didn't. Because I feel like Blinks would have said, I don't know, I could be wrong. Secondly, I just think that's the theme of the song.
And this seems to be, like, the song seems to be from, like, over a month ago. So we would have heard about people glitching over that if other people thought.
But maybe, a small group of people have been glitching.
Maybe.
Because you know? It's like an album track, isn't it? It's not like...
A title, yeah.
If you're not going to go out your way to listen to it. I don't know. I think people are reading too much into it. I feel like people assume that idols have a lot of input into... I'm just being real. They really don't, you know? Like, it's producers, songwriters. They may have, like, little inputs, like, oh, I wouldn't say it like that. I want to say it like this. And you're like, okay. Or an ad lib or a harmony or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not going to be that much input. unless they've written and produced the track themselves. And I don't think that's the case. I could be wrong, but I really don't think that's the case, because I feel like I would have heard about that. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're reading too much into it. They might be still a thing on the low. I don't know these people, but it's true. I think you're reading too much into it, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, same, I guess. I have nothing to say.
Fair.
Like, I don't feel so I have enough knowledge to speak on this, because I thought the Jennie and Kai situation was sus anyway. Like, I still don't believe it.
Oh yeah, you guys should check out our, I have a video on my channel. We actually speak about the whole Kai and Jennie thing.
Oh, can you not?
Do you remember? Well, it's fine. It's fine. It was funny because Shay was chatting a whole lot of beep. But anyway, should we move on to this dilemma?
Yes, we should. And very quickly.
Okay, so we've named this person Rebecca. Hey, yo. So since getting into K-pop, I feel like it has really helped. I think it's meant to be helped me to grow as a person and has helped me get through some dark and difficult times. It has also helped me better understand what self-love is and that I should love myself unconditionally. Yes, girl, boy, whoever. I know that this all sounds super mushy, but it's true. That's fine. That's fine, girl. With where I'm at on my journey, I feel like I've outgrown a lot of my friends. Friends is in quotation marks. I would like to peacefully cut those ties and attract / find some more like-minded friends. Advice, please.
Aw, Rebecca.
I think it's just life. There's some friends that are just around for a season. Or you have like a certain, it sounds weird, sounds bad, but you have a certain purpose for a friend. So I have friends that I just meet up and go to eat with. I have friends that they're great to turn up with, but they're not so great in other areas. So we just turn up together. I have friends that I just confide in. And then you just have those certain friends that are like all-rounder people, but it's very rare. And I don't think you should feel any type of way if you feel like you've outgrown a lot of your friends. I feel like if you feel like you have, it will slowly fizzle out anyway. There doesn't need to be any like grand gesture, especially if they haven't done anything. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Doesn't need to be no grand announcement or Zoom party to be like, this is the end of our friendship. I just feel like it will gradually fizzle out. I guess it's a weird time because I don't know, in terms of when you said find more like-minded people, the only way you're going to find them is online, I guess.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what Shanice has said already. I don't think there's anything wrong with outgrowing friends, and don't feel any type of way about being able to say that. Like, you're not saying that you're better than them or anything else. Like, you're just, you feel like you've grown as a person and you might want to be surrounded by a different type of people than what you typically have been surrounded by before, which is like a really great thing to be able to realize and super mature. I think especially now, like, you probably can't go out a ton and have to be forced into social gatherings anyway. So those will probably just die down. And like, there are tons of online communities, pages, groups that you can join with people that probably have similar interests to you and that sort of thing. I think we actually talked about something similar on a previous episode as well. But I'm like, we're proud of you for making that realization.
Don't feel bad about it. It happens. And don't think it's, oh, maybe it's a K-pop thing. It's just a life thing.
Yeah.
It just happens. Do you, girl. Just because you've outgrown your friends doesn't mean you're not going to be cool with them either. You know, you guys will still be cool, but you just, the relationships change, and that's fine. That's okay, sweetheart. But yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Now, guys, we are coming towards the end of the episode. No, you're super sad. We could talk for hours, but you probably won't want to listen to us. But now it is time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will tell you what's been on our radar. So if there's anything we're listening to, watching, reading, playing, or anything that we would like you guys to keep an eye out for. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
I'm going to keep it 100. Nothing is on my radar this week. like nothing new anyway. I've been listening to City Girls. That is not anything related to K-pop. But yeah, in terms of like the K sphere, yeah, I'm trying to think. Actually, no nothing's really tickled my fancy this week.
Okay. Unlike you, I've had a ton of stuff on my radar. So the first thing for me has been I was sucked into the hole and I started playing Among Us. And it's been super funny because I just like started playing for fun with like randoms online. But then I realized like a ton of idols and K gamers play as well. I didn't realize it's as big as it is. So that's super funny. And
that literally came out of nowhere, Among Us.
Really did. And I was so like, I was like, what is this? This game looks like some 8-bit situation. Like, how are people enjoying this? And now I'm obsessed. So don't judge a book by its cover. Next, I'm making a comeback, guys. I will probably upload a video onto YouTube this week. My second one of the year. What can I say?
Better than me. Have I uploaded one this year? Actually, girl, you might have.
It's okay. No, we're doing good.
I want to come back too, actually, but there's no date for that. So don't look.
We've got to make you a date. You've got to come up with a concept. Can someone make me a light stick? I feel like I deserve.
Are you gonna drop teasers?
Nah. I'm sorry. It's just one drop. Teasers is extra work.
Oh wow. So you're like, no, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. Who was it that used to just like come back without dropping teasers?
Beyonce.
Sounds about right. Anyway, moving on. I'm also been trying to get back into K-dramas. So I'm watching Star Up at the moment. And yeah, if you guys are watching anything good or reading any good webtoons, please send them my way. But that's pretty much what's been on my radar.
Ooh. I'm going to be looking on YouTube, see if you come back. You said it now. It's on record.
Y'all can keep me accountable.
You know, even if we did, she still won't care. She'd be like, but anyway. That is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember, guys, you can send us your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to howyout@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials. We'll be fine to talk to you guys there as well. We know you guys love the DMs and talking to us that way, so that's also cool.
So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. This week, you can follow me on YouTube @theK-Way.
Also, I just wanted to say as well, I know people have been DMing us. I've seen it. I've responded. I haven't forgotten. There's just a lot to get through. But if I said we're going to use your opinions, we will. We'll get there. But yes, until next time. We will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.